right. Here we are. Test one, two. This is a podcast. And I don't even know what it's named yet. I was actually looking that up about when I was going to take some notes. So I wrote Slack Assist, and I just about wrote podcast, and I thought, is there a synonym, or is there some other way that I want to put myself out there? Am I constraining myself within too small of a box by saying podcast? And in some way, yes, I already know the answer, because I am recording. Oops, don't do that. That was the mic stand. Okay, so I am recording on what would be normally hardware for podcasting. This is called a Rodecaster, but I'm also recording on my camera, and I'm about to be recording live on this camera, and it'll be Twitch, I hope. We'll see. I already know I can't record on YouTube. And until I have a certain number of followers, and they have to be followers that like me, I think, I don't know. Oh yeah. I was going to turn off this. I was just saying before I started recording that it's odd to hear the end of my talking. It just goes to nothing. And that's just not normal. And so I kind of want to turn that off. Because I'm down for like all of it, even a little background noise, whatever. So let's see here. Hopefully I haven't made it so that I can't make settings changes when I am recording. Let's see the hardware. All right. Advanced. Audio. Enable mix minus. Automatically mute outputs, disable level knob, enable pre-fade listen. Is it enable mix minus? Turning it off, go 1, 2, 3. Hello? I think I'm still hearing background now. Oh, nope, that's not it. I don't know what that is. It's the USB channel setting, so I'll have to look into that and see what that is all about. I feel like this is something that I can change. It's maybe by microphone. Okay, one second. Channel sounds, nope. Channels, it's a channel, right? Yeah, channel one. Microphone, voice, advanced, we got levels. Compressor, high pass filter, de-esser. I think I'm down with de-essing. Let's see what it sounds without it. De-esser. Oh my goodness. Did you hear the difference? De-esser. Just kidding. I said it totally different. Ducking is already off. Oral exciter, big bottom, and processing are all on. Noise gate. It's probably noise gate. Okay. Try that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh man. That's so much better for me. Yeah. To actually hear the end of my breath. Like, I like that, to go, that's part of this, right? That's, to hear breathing, that's beautiful. Breathing is a cycle that we should embrace, or should, I'm not going to should anything, okay? I'm aware. We're not doing that. Oh, we can do that. I do that sometimes, and I embrace it, and I love that about me. All right. So, okay, now with the noise gate off, we can hear me take a breath in, and that's totally okay with me. And I bet you that it's okay with you. All right, I'm just checking levels. I'm at level 35 on this, and oh, that's me touching that again. Okay, and I'm at 8. Yeah, 8 on wheel. It seems to be good, I think. Check, 1, 2, maybe a little bit more. I'll go a little bit more. Check, 1, 2. Oh, dang, I don't know. Check, 1, 2. Okay, I turned it up to 40. I feel like I hear a little bit more background noise, like I hear the music now. Oh, and that's now really loud, wonderfully loud. I'm going to try not to do that. Yeah, I think that's probably where we'll go. is, let's go 38. All right, 38. Yeah, I like 38. 38 picks up stuff right around me, but not necessarily stuff way back in the distance. So that's perfect. Okay. And that will change the next time I plug all this in. I'm sure I'll have to always adjust everything. And all right, one thing I'm going to do real quick. Oh, now I've changed the position of the microphone, so that could change everything. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, how in. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to have to work on this whole microphone stand. It's not. Okay, there we go. All right, yeah, I like that as long as it stays. Okay. Okay, so... All righty. Okay. I'm down. Okay. I still have some work to do here, and one of the things is to name this thing. So, in one format, it's a podcast. In another format, it's a live stream. In another format, it's like video content. It's social media content. It's content. Ah, Slack Assist content. That's what all of this is. Slack Assist content. Let's look up synonyms for content. I don't know if there's something there that would kind of fit a little better. So my typing, when that happens, there's a bit of a vibration going on. I wonder if that's because that's touching that. Try to either, maybe I may end up turning myself down. So there we go, back to 35. Because it's starting to pick up a little bit of stuff. Okay, go back on this. Microphone. Okay. Okay. All right. There, I also made a change to the microphone strength. The voice strength options were light, medium, or loud. And I tend to get a little bit loud, definitely get passionate. So we'll account for that. And I don't know what the difference will be. But okay, synonyms for content. Okay, so it can be an adjective, verb, or noun. So what I'm looking at is the noun, right? And no, well, that's content, a state of satisfaction, or a member of British House of Lords. So satisfying, accept as adequate, that's content. And then in a state of peaceful happiness. Huh, is content... Not what I mean, content. Oh, here's another one, plural, content. Okay, the things that are held or included in something. Okay, there we go. So, what, they don't use the word synonym anymore? They use similar? Is that different than synonym? That's weird. Okay, so we got amount, proportion, quantity, bulk, total, quota, quantum. That's like... Yeah, no. Chapters, sections, divisions, subject matter, subjects, themes. Ingredients, elements. Substance, Slack Assist, substance. Slack Assist, matter. Slack Assist, surmisings. That could tie in with my DJ name, which is TK Surmise. And that was a name I came up with at dinner time working for the Utah Jazz. We'd go down and eat dinner and I'd say, hey, I'm coming up with a DJ name. That was years ago. And they helped me come up with that. So much appreciated. All right, let's see. Slack assist elements. If we're going with content, it kind of gets away from that quick. Slack assist material. Slack assist audio cast. Broadcast. What's a synonym for broadcast? I like that. Yeah, Google's, I think as of today, instead of saying synonym, it says similar. I Google broadcast synonym, and then it gives me the Google results, and it says similar. I've never seen that. I just usually see synonym and antonym. Is that something we don't understand anymore? Or is there too much definition in the definition type of stuff? All right, so broadcast transmit, Slack assist transmission. Slack, I like that. Slack assist relay, I like that. Like, it starts to speak of both transmit and relay, or relay, kind of give you that idea that I'm sending it like as energy, or at least waves through the air. Beam, show screen, televised, telecast, videocast, podcast, live stream. Disseminate, that's a different, you know, type of broadcast, but distribution, Slack assist, transmission. I think I like transmission. Slack assist transmission. But is that the best title? Let me see how that searches in podcasts to begin with. First I'll go with Slack assist. So there's, you know, nothing's coming up for Slack assist period, which hopefully that'll change at some point, just, you know, so that people find me. Oh, actually, sorry, I've typed Slack assist podcast. So now I type Slack assist, and then slack.com is the major hit here because they are a giant. And yeah, there's nothing really though that had to do with assist. There we go. I'm on the second page, at least my vcita.com page, Slack assist relationship renovation. So really it sounds to me like I'm not going to trample on any podcast names. Okay, there I'm another result as slackassist.com. It's, and the logo is Life Amplified, which I still love that. Amplified. And life and love, like, I'm open to changing that. So, okay. So I'm not going to have a problem with, I'm now going to do Slack assist transmission. I spelled it wrong. Okay. And again, we get just this slack.com help page and yourmechanic.com and wikipedia.org for driveline shunt. So some really high quality hits on the first page here. I probably should be able to shine if that is even a thing that I really care about. I don't really think I do, except that I didn't want to encroach on anybody else. And I honor everyone else's journey, and we're going to be doing some things that are similar. That's just the way the world is going right now. We're vibrating on a frequency at a higher frequency and changing what we do based on all of this new information that we're taking in and making sense of and acting on. And that's what we should be doing. And of course, there's going to be some things of overlap. And I want to honor and pay tribute to the ways that we're doing the same things. In fact, I'll be looking for, well, I already have resources I'd love to share with you. And so I'll point you to it all. I'm not trying to say this is the way. Like, that's one of the things I've recognized and that we'll get into, is that everyone, as you know, we together as a people get our egos in the same room and try to put it all in a box. Oh man, I'm just going to honor that. Sometimes I will hit that while I'm talking with my hands. I'll figure this out. This isn't ideal, the whole placement of this. And it's good for today. It's really good. Like, I'm loving what this is turning into. All right. So let's see. Let's go ahead and call it Slack Assist Transmission. Slack Assist Transmissions. No. Now all of a sudden we're in the car element transmission. Huh. Interesting how my brain was unaware of the car element of that. That makes me want to change it a little bit. I can see how that would be like, what? Huh. I might just have to call it a podcast. I don't know. Why am I fighting that? Got to be different. That's so funny. I don't know what the problem is here. I'm going to have to dig deep a little bit here, figure out why I'm resisting the word podcast. Can't I have a podcast? I guess because I'm recording me doing the podcast as a live stream, I guess I'm welcoming two audiences. I'm welcoming the live streaming audience. And maybe what I'm doing there is saying, welcome, live streaming audience. And hopefully we're getting out there everywhere and as much and as wide as we can, you know, that would be amazing. And then, without a whole lot of space in between that welcome, push record on the podcast and do the podcast. So that's the live stream and this is the podcast. It's all good. We just started the podcast really early this time because it's like, it's the genesis. It should start before it starts. Otherwise, we'd miss the start. Like, that's beautiful. This is beautiful, man. Awesome. So I just edited myself, and I'm not sure if I want to edit myself. I do swear, I have in my entire life, I've sworn, and mostly out of rebellion, you know, which if there was a rebel side of me, it was swearing and being different, just finding ways to not conform, even in spite of conforming. It's weird. It was complex. It still is, I'm sure, that I'd fit in without fitting in. I don't know. Anybody that knows me, feel free to comment on that. I'd love to hear the outside perspective. That's kind of how I saw what I was doing because, you know, like, ooh, he swears. Oh no. Like, that's not a thing for me anymore. I don't care. Like, I never really have. I've been aware that other people do. I've even said to someone before, multiple people, I've given them my take on it and I've sworn as I give my take and they, I don't think they took kindly to it. I think they were like, what's your problem, man? Grow up. It's like, I know why am I making this a thing? I'm just going to play it by ear. There might be a time when I just don't worry about it, but maybe that's when I'm in my basement recording. And that's going to be one of the differences here. When I'm up in the kitchen, I do respect my wife and she doesn't like swearing. And so I edit myself around her and I don't think a whole lot about it. It just is a thing that I do because I love her. And that doesn't mean that sometimes I still don't swear around her. It just isn't the every day I'm dropping them. And I don't really anyway, but not that it matters if you do, I'm totally down with it. So I think when I'm up here in the kitchen, that's another cue. And I just talked about, I'm not sure the podcast has started yet. So to catch the podcast up, I'm up in my kitchen and I will be eventually recording down in my basement. I'm getting the studio going, and right now there's still a coldness about it, just in the terms that it's a cement floor. It's white walls. There's no pictures yet. But what I want to do is just put my heart on paper via art, and all, and, you know, I'll explore many art mediums and really just tap into that creative side of myself that I really have told myself the story. It doesn't even exist, but that's up to me. I know it's in there, and I'm really excited to let it out. So once I start breathing some life and some of, you know, reflection, basically a mirror for myself into that room, it's due to the fact that I learned to DJ down there and put a lot of heart and sweat into and intention into learning that craft and bringing that side of me out, I think a lot of what I have to bear down there is the deeper parts of me and who I am. And I'm ready and willing to do that, but it's not the time. I sense right now is not the time to really get to the nitty gritty. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be real and show up as me. I'm going to be me. But up here in respecting my wife, for example, in the language I use, and that I'm in, you know, our kitchen, that this is our home, and just honoring, you know, her journey and the journey of my children. And so, yeah, like it doesn't have to be a thing. And it doesn't mean I might not catch myself editing again, which is totally fine. And it doesn't mean that maybe I just let one out, you know, that's going to be okay. So anyway, that's what we're going to see a lot in this podcast, is me just going deep on myself, recognizing, being aware, you know, that's where I'm at right now, is just constantly having a thought, or even something that I said, and usually it's something I said that I'm all of a sudden like, whoa, what's that all about? Why am I saying it that way? And it's this awareness about the way I think and analyzing again. I'm basically taking back all the decisions I made that I was unaware that I ever made. And that comes up in, you know, based on the media I've consumed and based on the experiences I've had in my life and based on all of my perspective and my relationships. Everything takes into account what I've decided I believe without actually thinking about it, because we can't process all of that high power thinking. It would be impossible. We have to go on autopilot with a lot of things, and it's okay to do that as long as we were aware of the choice we made when we pushed the autopilot button. If we weren't even aware that we were making a choice, which is the case, right? Like, this is part of the journey, is kind of waking up out of this, I don't know, like maybe it's cracking open the egg, you know, maybe we're the little chicklet in the egg, and we're busting out of this thing, and we're learning and we're growing as we do that. And so it's okay that that's what we knew, and we now can be aware. Like, there's no judgment on that. And I want to get going on the stream as well. That's going to be part of this. I basically, we're going to listen to some clips that I've taken off of Facebook and YouTube that I've done recently. I think there's three of them. And we're just going to chunk those up into digestible podcast episodes. And looking into maybe 7 seconds of intro music from a song that I'm currently listening to. I think we get in trouble if there's more than that, like legally. You know, I want to try and play by the rules to the extent that if I don't, I'm nowhere. Like, I'm here in my home. I'm going to have to go and stand on a milk box on the corner of Salt Lake City, and that's okay, and I probably will do that at some point. But if I can get myself out there to the world and I play by the rules that the world currently has for us to play by. And then maybe I push some boundaries a little bit, you know, because I'm feeling inside of a box. And that's going to be okay to, you know, that's how we break out of cycles that we aren't serving us anymore, is we kind of like decide, hey, let's do this differently. And sometimes all it takes is deciding that I'm going to do it differently. And that's the start of it. That's the genesis for that cycle. And it will, like, even if you don't want it to become a cycle, that's what it will. That's what will happen, is people gravitate to it. And that, like a magnet or even a whirlpool, the suction of a whirlpool gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And now it's not even in your control. And so that's likely to happen. And the fact that we can be aware, and I don't even know if I can say the fact of, because that's just all my perception of what fact is for me. So I'll probably drop that from my vocabulary. But the idea that we, I have to think about that one some more. Oh, it's good stuff. Let me get going here on at least getting out to Twitch stream. And there might be some stuff. There might end up being some editing. In fact, you know, let's go ahead and wrap up this very, very first episode. We're hitting the 27-minute mark here in just a few minutes or a few seconds, which is great. That's as good a place as anybody, any place to just, you know, basically a taste of the behind the scenes, the beginning of the beginning, so that you can see the beginning, which has been actually in the works for quite some time now, which is pretty amazing that now is today is the day. I'm still not sure exactly what we're going to call this. Didn't we decide Slack Assist podcast? So you here listening on the podcast, thank you for being here. I have no idea if I have a sign off. I have been prompted to say I love you all. And so I'll leave with that. See you next time.